The Youth's Instructor, August 19, 1897. Honor the Lord with Thy Substance, Part 1. Jesus has invited us to come to Him with all our trials and perplexities. Come unto Me, He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you, and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy, and My burden is light. The year 1897 is fast passing into eternity, and what record have the angels made of it? Have you, dear readers of the Instructor, kept in your diary a faithful account of your neglect of duties? Have you made a record of your mistakes and errors? Have you recorded the victories gained over the inclination to gratify self? You may have traced your disappointments and trials. You may have been convicted of your impatience and fretfulness. You may, too, have recorded your successes in resisting temptation, in conquering some habits and practices that were deforming your character. But there are blank pages that ought to have been filled in counting up the favors and blessings you have received, and in returning the thanks that are due to your Heavenly Father. You have no time to stop and enumerate your difficulties. Jesus Christ is your attendant through every rough passage. Therefore, devote your mind and your time to reckoning up your mercies. The created works of God are a pictured history of ministry. The Son is doing its appointed work in ministering to all animate and inanimate nature. It causes the trees to grow and yield their blessings in fruit. It causes vegetation to flourish for the benefit of man. The moon also has its mission. It makes light in the nighttime for our happiness, and the stars also are marshaled in the heavens to minister to the enjoyment of the world. None of us can fully understand the appointment of these silent watchers, but they all have their work of ministry. The deep waters, too, have their place in God's great plan. The mountains and the rocks are subjects for meditation and contain lessons for the student. Everything in nature, the humblest flower and the grass that carpets the earth with its covering of green, proclaims the goodness and love of God to man. These things of God's creation have their foundation in the plans and methods of the Deity. His thoughts and works are so connected with one another that we can read in nature the great love of God for a fallen world. The universe contains one great masterpiece of infinite wisdom in the innumerable diversities of His great works, which, in their matchless variety, form a perfect whole. By close investigations, God's innumerable providences in the natural world are found to have connection one with another. And in tracing these links in the chain of providence, we are led to become better acquainted with the great center. This is a truth worthy of our careful study. Jesus Christ is the one great unity. He possesses the attributes that harmonize all diversities, and He, the gift above all others, was given to our world to give expression to the mind and character of God, that every intelligent being, if he will, may see God in the revelation of His Son. All these things were given by God to the human family. Have you, young men and young women, considered these things? Have you looked upon God's created works as prepared by His hand to minister to the happiness of man? Out of His own fullness, God has ministered to you in providing you with food and clothing and with educational advantages. He has blessed you with a home, with kind friends, with father and mother, to help you with their sympathy and kindness. He has given you all the blessings of life. Then, what is traced in your diary this year? Does it record an experience gained by ministering to the suffering, the poor, and the needy? Those who are suffering for Christ's sake, who will not yield the truth for error, who perhaps are incarcerated within prison walls, these need comfort and encouragement. This is the kind of work that is deciding our destiny. There is a precious reward awaiting those who are faithful in their ministry. They will have a home in the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for them that love Him and wait for His appearing.